Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I don't know if you guys remember, but last week we were talking about the minister in one of our segments that wanted to have like a rally, a service, ministering service on the beach in Delaware. And the city told them that, you know, hey, you can't do that. You can't do that separation of a church and state. They couldn't go out on the beach and have a kind of Memorial Day, you know, like a rally, and he wanted to share about God and country, basically. Well, he decided to go and do it anyway. And he said, listen, I have a constitutional right. I can share and I can talk. And I mean, he wasn't looking at, you know, I don't know. But I mean, as far as, we weren't trying to break any laws. He's just trying to share.
Yeah.
You know, just share the.
And there really is no law in regards to that.
Yeah. I mean, you can open your mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech. Well, just to let you know, he did have the service, okay? And a couple people showed up. About 1,500 of them.
Wow.
1,500 people showed up. We're going to have pictures for you on the torch.
Wow.
But they are everywhere. They have their arms raised. They got flags in some people's hands. And it's pretty amazing. One of the people that came down, his name is John Putnam, says, we love freedom. Says, my great uncle was the battle commander at Bunker Hill. And I have a long heritage. And we both have a connection with Pastor Decker and from the standpoint of America's freedom and freedom in Jesus Christ. And so it was a bunch of people that came down and they came to support and saying, listen, you know, we want to be a part of this. We want to be a part of this. You know, Decker in his talk said that freedom is to be cherished and it's important. And true freedom is not by revolution, but by revelation. And not by demonstration, but by redemption. Is that awesome? True freedom is not by revolution, but by revelation.
Oh, wow.
And not by demonstration, but by redemption. And my understanding is, as the Blaze reports, is that this was a fantastic event. I mean, plenty of people came to support him and what he was trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are, you know, supporting the gospel and they're supporting freedom. I mean, everywhere you're kind of seeing these days that we're seeing an attack on our rights. And they're saying, listen, we're not going to have it anymore.
Right.
And it's so cool to see that all take place. 1,500 people. One guest actually flew in just to attend, to make a stand.
It's
gonna
awesome.
It's going to take citizens that have the courage to stand, citizens that are willing to say, hey, listen, I love God.
Right.
And I'm not going to be silent, and I'm not going to be ashamed, and I'm not going to be, you know, backed in a corner for not being able to express you know, my love for God, and I want to share him with the world. And I'm not going to allow my rights as a U.S. citizen to be trampled on. I'm just not going to allow that. I'm not going to let all those who fought wars and those who've defended our Constitution let their service and their life and their blood be in vain.
Right.
I mean, I'm just not going to do it. And it's just exciting to see that. I know, Steve, that you had a chance to see some War Memorial statues and stuff. Talk to us about them. What was that like?
Yeah, just during this last week of just 4th of July. 4th of July has always been kind of just an emotional day for me after being overseas and coming back. You know, growing up, 4th of July being about barbecue with families and remembrance and having the fireworks and celebration, and being overseas and coming back and then getting over, you know, fireworks and the events, and you start to take in consideration the sacrifice. You start to take in consideration the journeys and the actual lives that were given up to get to where we are. And I always just try to make it I don't go down there often, but where I live at, we have a veterans memorial, and they have memorials for the World War I memorial, the World War II memorial, the Korean War.
Oh, wow.
And also...
I think I've seen that.
Yeah.
By the water?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Is that where they got the helicopter mounted?
That's gorgeous, man. That's really nice.
It's a Cobra helicopter. And they also have the Purple Heart Memorial, as well as also POW, which is Prisoners of War, and MIA, which is Missing in Action. And also, they have a Vietnam Memorial.
Mm-hmm.
And in here locally, it's, I believe it's an exact 1/4 size of the one that's actually in Washington, D.C. And if you've never had a chance to go to Washington, D.C., to say that it is a humbling, reverential, just presence is amazing. Just to see wall after wall after wall after wall, literally 10, 15 feet high of nothing but name after name after name. And these are all brothers and sisters that were killed in action defending our freedoms. You know, John, you're speaking about that right now as far as, you know, having American citizens standing up right now fighting for our freedoms. And that, when you walk by this wall, you have just this aura of just, it's a reverential moment. You don't talk. You just really take it in.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're walking, you've got, they have like the northern wall and then they have the western wall basically. And there's placards basically, and they're numbered. And right at the center, it has the year 1959. And then as it starts the other line, it has 1975. But there's two prayers on each side of the wall that just totally gripped me, and I've never noticed them before.
Mm.
And the prayer said this, and this is etched in the Vietnam Memorial. It says, "Dear Lord and Father of the universe, help us to never forget the sacrifices these brothers and sisters whose names are upon this wall gave for us."
Mm.
And on the next wall, on the adjoining side, it says, "Let us remember their patriotism and dedication to our liberties, freedoms, and justice. Grant us the wisdom to love thine enemies and bring peace to this world." And I just could not help but just stare at that and just think about where we were to understand the fact that, God, we did not just get here.
Mm.
The tens of thousands of lives that were laid down to get to where we are, we have got to fight for their freedoms just like they fought for ours. And it was just a powerful, powerful moment.
Mm.
That is so, so powerful. It's important that we take the time to, like you say, to honor and just pause for a moment, you know, reflect here. Mm-hmm. We have so many liberties and so much freedom in our country. And the tragedy is that if we don't pause to recognize, listen, you know, freedom ain't free.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Freedom ain't free and freedom ain't cheap. If you know, it costs, is expensive. And how I think about so many of the young, brave men and women that serve us in our nation and in the military. You know, Greg and I were walking through the airport one time and saw outside of the, what do you call those, USOs?
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of young military guys are on laptops and they were sitting on this hard, like, concrete floor, man. I'm like, oh, my goodness. And they're just waiting, you know, to catch a flight. And just to see how young they were.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, these are our young men. These are our sons. These are our boys.
Right.
You know, they were men, you know, but just very, very young. And you think, wow. Because oftentimes you look on television, you see a news or you see someone, in, you know, carrying a firearm or a soldier. It's sometimes there's a disconnect. You can't relate it personally. Mm-hmm. And especially if you're not, don't live near a military base, you kind of really don't have any idea of, you know, kind of what it's like. They're like everyone else. They're real human beings, you know, except their job. My uncle's in the Air Force, and I used to tell him when I was a teenager, well, what do you do at your job? You do, like, carry a gun all day? What do you do? And I was younger. So I had no grid.
Mm-hmm.
And I think many people don't understand. They don't have a grid. You know, listen, military are people just like everybody else.
Yeah.
But they actually have to, at times of war, at times to defend our country, at a moment's notice, they need to be ready for battle. They need to be ready to put themselves in harm's way, say goodbye to their families, to continue to defend and protect our nation. You think about our military and our strength and what makes us a superpower around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a military now. This is a military that is a volunteer military. And it's the elitist.
Yeah,
I mean the just well trained.
Right.
On multiple levels, you could only imagine. We have never drafted. I mean, we haven't drafted it's been a long time since we had a draft, what I'm trying to say. But imagine, you know, I've often thought about that. You think of all the incredible athletes that are college age and all that. Imagine if, you know, there was a draft. Even then, what I'm trying to say is that America has reserves, not even just like the military, but there's so much depth to our country. Mm-hmm. There's so much of it and so many people and so many youth.
Yeah.
And if we don't train them, if we don't teach them, if we don't share with them and give them context and talk about history and talk about wars and do what you're doing, Steve, you know, take the time to go to a memorial and look at the names, look at what happened, you know, and talk to the elderly.
And what's really encouraging about that too is I've had the ability to travel a lot, and a lot of the a lot of the cities that I've been to, you know, you go to the city halls or you go to the local downtown areas, and there are those memorials. And from what I've seen, you know, go to your downtown area, go to your city hall, because what really stuck out to me too is when I was down at the Vietnam or the Veterans Memorial, is there wasn't just those memorials for the specific wars, but they had a specific area that designated the local men and women who gave up their lives, who were from the specific area, and the time that they were born and the time that they were killed in action, because it just brought that home that, you know, the war is not just going on where it's at. The war is not just going on and on CNN. It's just like right now there are families a couple miles from that very memorial where the person who was killed, that's where they grew up. That's where they played soccer. These are our homes. I mean, because this is America, and it was just encouraging to say, like, wherever you're at, whatever city you're in, go see the brothers and sisters from your own generation, from your own city that fought for you.
Powerful, absolutely powerful. You get a chance, visit that war memorial. It'll probably give you deeper appreciation. I know it'll give you deep appreciation for this country and a deeper appreciation for the military.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.